just to give you some background, some information, one thing that the brother said that I do disagree with is he said that the contracts are still the same from 50 years ago, and they're not. They've got worse. They have. What we're dealing with now is the emergence of independence, right? And the emergence of the internet. So people are finally waking up to these things that I've been saying for, I said about 20 years, that you don't need a record label at all whatsoever. I work with them. I know I don't need them. So they're finally starting to see all these artists who are reaping the benefit of putting their music out independently. So what did these labels do? They furthered the situation and said, okay, we used to just sell your music and get a percentage of your music. But now you people are making too much money off of these ringtones, your live show. And like a good slave master, they said, I need to lock down my slaves. So now they come with these 360 deals, which means that I own you completely. Meaning that if you put out an album, you get popular, you go do a show, I get 10% of that. If you sell t-shirts at that show, I get 10% of that. If your music gets into a movie, I get 50% of your mechanicals. They want to own you completely. So this is the reason why you won't see progressive people like Lupe Fiasco come out anytime soon, because he's not going to sign that deal. Or Nas, because these people are intelligent people. Sell 5,000 units, that's $50,000 in my pocket. That's a salary. You understand what I'm saying? And I own my masters. But the problem is that you signed the contract. When you get into the situation in the first place, you asked to become a slave. You asked for it. You went and chased down whoever you could chase down that was a representative of that label and asked them, please make me a slave. Signed to a major record label at this point, because I do all the work. I go find the artist, I make the beat, he writes the rhyme, I record everything, I mix it, then I have to hand it in and I don't own it, and I make 10 cents off of it. That doesn't make sense. Makes no sense whatsoever. to you and you sue that corporation, right? You sue the corporation itself, not the person who did it, okay? That corporation pays taxes. It acts as a person. Legally, that corporation is a person, but it's not a person. You understand what I'm saying? There are men that run these corporations that hide behind these corporations for their vested interests, okay? And they're not, too many times we use these words, Illuminati, Mace, whatever you want to call it, right? These people have real names. I grew up in Delaware. I know DuPonts, right? There's real people that whose families historically have locked down America, okay? They're not about to give up that power anytime soon.